You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the top news from banking finance. Revenues in the financial technology sector are projected to grow sixfold from $245 billion to $1.5 trillion by 2030, said a report by Boston Consulting Group, BCG, and QED Investors. The fintech sector, which currently holds a 2% share of the global financial services revenue of $12.5 trillion, is estimated to grow up to 7%, of which banking fintechs are estimated to constitute almost 25% of all banking valuations worldwide by 2030, the report said. While the fintechs on average lost more than half of their market value in 2022, the report maintained that the plunge is a short-term correction in an otherwise long-term positive trajectory. Even as APAC is an under-penetrated market with nearly $4 trillion in financial services revenue pools, it is poised to outpace the US and become the world's top fintech market by 2030, with a projected CAGR of 27%. This growth will be driven primarily by emerging APAC, example China, India and Indonesia, as it has the largest fintechs, voluminous underbanked populations, a high number of small and medium-sized enterprises, and a rising tech-savvy youth and middle class, the report said. In another news related to industry, Berkshire Hathaway Inc.'s Warren Buffett said executives in charge of failed banks should be held accountable for mistakes that in some cases were hiding in plain sight. Buffett also called out regulation overseeing the banking sector as riddled with skewed incentives as well as poor messaging by regulators, politicians and the press to the American public about the upheaval. The turmoil began with the liquidation of a small crypto-friendly lender in early March before it spread to engulf three other regional banks. Buffett said, quote, "The situation in banking is very similar to what it's always been in banking. The fear is contagious always," unquote. Buffett himself was in touch with the Biden administration about a role in the turmoil, Bloomberg reported in March. The billionaire investor has a long history of stepping into eight banks in crisis, leveraging his cult investing status and financial heft to restore confidence in ailing firms. Bank of America Corp. won a capital injection from Buffett in 2011 after its stock plunged amid losses tied to subprime mortgages. Buffett still likes and owns shares in that bank, he said. Moving on to aviation, Go Airlines India on Monday asked the country's company law tribunal to urgently pass an order on its insolvency plea, citing lessors' efforts to take back planes per the court hearing. The push comes less than a week after the cash-strapped Indian airline filed for bankruptcy, blaming faulty Pratt & Whitney engines for the grounding of about half its fleet. On Monday, Go First lawyers told the tribunal to urgently pass an order on the airline's insolvency plea, saying its lessors had moved to repossess the planes even as bankruptcy proceedings were ongoing. Meanwhile, Pratt & Whitney told a New Delhi arbitrator hearing its dispute with Go that the Indian airline's claim of defective engines causing its demise was astounding and without evidence. Go failed because of its own poor management and events like COVID, Pratt said, according to legal documents. Meanwhile, artificial intelligence could pose a more urgent threat to humanity than climate change, AI pioneer Geoffrey Hinton said. Geoffrey Hinton, widely known as one of the godfathers of AI, recently announced he had quit Alphabet after a decade at the firm, saying he wanted to speak out on the risks of the technology without it affecting his former employer. Hinton's work is considered essential to the development of contemporary AI systems. In 1986, he co-authored the seminal paper, Learning Representations by Backpropagating Errors, a milestone in the development of the neural networks undergirding AI technology. In 2018, he was awarded the Turing Award in recognition of his research breakthroughs. But he's now among a growing number of tech leaders publicly espousing concern about the possible threat posed by AI if machines were to achieve greater intelligence than humans and take control of the planet. Lastly, domestic indices opened Monday's session in the green territory amid positive global cues. The NSE Nifty 50 soared 112.5 points, or 0.62%, to 18,181.5, and Sensex jumped 531.07 points, or 0.87%, to 61,585.36. In sectoral indices, Bank Nifty surged 565.85 points or 1.33% to 43,227.05, while Nifty PSU Bank fell 27.75 points or 0.67% to 4,125.85. The top gainers on Nifty 50 were IndusInd Bank, Hindalco, Bajaj Auto, Power Grid and Kotak Bank, while the losers were Coal India, Adani Enterprises, Sun Pharma, Adani Ports and SBI Life. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.